dissing all his mum and everyone.
Yeah, it's a little bit
Christmas.
Of cussing in there, which they bleeped out, thankfully.
Carl's in a bad mood already. Excellent. He's been in about 3 minutes and he's in a bad mood, getting stressed. If you can't hack it, leave. What's the matter with you?
No, I'm just saying. It's been... I was meant to enjoy last Saturday off and I didn't.
Why not? Why is that our fault? Because you weren't here?
Just because... I don't know, but...
Are you not in the Christmas spirit?
Why didn't you enjoy last Christmas. Saturday?
What did you
I
do?
I went all the way back up north again, right? Because, it was Suzanne's dad's birthday, right? I was busy last week, didn't have time to get him a present or anything.
Didn't have time to get him a present.
So I got to Euston Station, bought a card for him, which was a Christmas card, so he wasn't happy because he was saying it's my birthday, and I said, well, I won't be seeing you again. So I've got a joint card. And then we went out-
Did you get him a present?
Well, no, because we went out on Saturday night for something to eat at this pub that he likes. It's a nice steak and onion rings, right?
Lovely.
So, he should have been happy anyway.
Yeah.
But-
Well, you paid for it.
No, no.
But he should have been happy anyway.
Suzanne paid for that, because it is her dad, right, not mine. So I said, all right, what can I do, I said to her. So she said, just buy a few drinks or something. Anyway, I didn't get around to getting drinks.
Cause I can't believe it.
Didn't get around to getting the drinks.
Right, so I said, right, I'll pay for the cab. Right.
Oh, what a lovely Christmas gift that is.
Yeah, £2.50.
I paid, no, it was like three quid back.
So 6 quid you spent on him?
Well, no, I spent more, see, that's what he said.
You get the Bolton and back, can't you, for that?
He said, oh, you've spent on me 6 quid for my birthday. I said, no, I haven't, because I gave the taxi driver a tip.
I'm a little bit worried about his attitude as well. Because even if, I mean, that is a stingy present, but you don't go, you don't say-
Well, I mean, let's be honest, that's the worst Christmas gift ever, because, I mean, you're pretty bad, like we discussed in the past, but at least you spend a bit of money.
Yeah.
It's just thoughtless.
Yeah.
This is nothing.
I know.
Never giving him any time. I mean, I would-
And I knew my demographic. They loved it, my family.
They
couldn't believe their luck. You know.
Well, a tenner.
You spent a tenner on him?
Well, the cab fare was 6 quid.
But the thing is, he doesn't- it's not a- I don't think he's saying that. I think it's the fact that this is, like, you know, frittering away in everyday life.
Well, it's kind of thoughtless, isn't it?
He would have loved to- I'm sure he would have been appreciative of a lovely £10 gift that you cared about and bought a book. He probably likes Fly Fishing, doesn't he, by J.R. Hartley. Mm-hmm. If you'd have bought that, he'd have gone, that's what I was looking for.
Well.
Or E, what I was looking for, Carl. E, bloody hell, Carl, you little bald twat. That's just what I wanted. So. All right, so just calm down.
So what have you got planned for Christmas? Is this what, I mean, are you doing the same approach
with Suzanne? Oh, excellent. You've paid me milk bill for this week. That were reet nice.
I'm spent this year.
So have you planned anything for Suzanne, or are you just
Yeah, I'm taking her out Christmas Day for something to eat.
Well, don't, does she know that?
She's working today, so
Right, okay.
So what Christmas gift have you got?
That's it, I'm taking her out.
What, you haven't got a present?
No, because we spent a lot.
Don't forget, that's half yours, though. You're going to be eating. You're not going to just be sitting there watching her eat, going, "Oh, I'm hungry," but I spent all. You're going to be eating as well. That's half yours.
So you've got. She's got
Look
nothing
at his face!
To unwrap.
It's looking like a cat who's been hit.
She's got nothing to unwrap. There's nothing. She's going to hand something over to you because I've met the woman. She will. She'll hand something over. You'll open it. You'll love it.
I might get something today.
But you shouldn't take me to begrudgingly persuade you to do it.
God.
Yeah.
Right,
so
Well, I'm gonna try and stick in some Christmas songs. We're not playing all Christmas songs, but I brought in a couple. So this is Christmas, John Lennon, The River, Joni Mitchell, Fairy Town in New York, one of the best Christmas songs ever. Oh, well, what about a bit of Pretenders? That's a good one. 2,000 Miles.
Let's hear it.
Pretenders, 2,000 Miles on XFM 104.9. This sort of Christmas edition. We're not here next week, are we?
No.
Carl is, aren't you?
Well, you are in a way.
I was doing a best of, wasn't
it? Is it a best of?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Have you been putting it together?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, I'll do it today. Tell me what bits you want in it and I'll sort it out.
It's not for me to say, is it? Yeah, do the best stuff.
Well, maybe people could email in with their highlights of the year for them. I'm trying to think what they were. I mean, mostly talking to Carl.
It'd be mostly Carl, wouldn't it?
Mostly Carl. Gibberish from Carl.
I think it'd be an awful lot of educating Ricky from Carl.
Mm. Mm. Well, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk if you've got any thoughts and stuff you'd like to hear again.
Is there anything you'd like to hear of Carl saying something stupid, me and Steve laughing or slapping him?
Yeah.
That's basically the competition, isn't it?
Well, there's a couple of instances where I tried to kiss him, I think, and you encouraged me.
Yeah.
Those are some highlights for me.
I wish I'd have videoed that.
Yeah, so do I.
You mentioned educating Ricky. We've only got, do you know, we normally have like 3 instalments.
Mm. Yeah.
We've only got 2 today.
Why? What happened?
Just,
Well, you clearly weren't busy Christmas shopping, so what's the
case? Well,
like I say every week, it's a bit of a struggle finding stuff that I can teach you. But at the same time, what we have got, we've started the feature, I teased MTV with it, right? So I thought I'd best start doing it before they get someone like Zane Lowe presenting it or something.
Yeah.
So, do we need them?
Do we need them? And yeah. You should explain do we need them for those that don't like the show.
Well, it's sort of education about animals and stuff, and if we need them. So, like, David Attenborough once said, you can get rid of people off the earth and it would carry on, there's no problems, but, you know, get rid of a monkey and you could have problems on your hands. So,
is that a direct quote from Attenborough's current autobiography?
Something like that.
I think so, yeah.
So what I've done today, right?
He always starts everything with, right, so then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So.
And he always ends things, you got yourself all kinds of all sorts of problems.
Yeah. So that's that, done. That's coming up. Enjoy that.
I've spoke to a woman about, jellyfish.
Oh, yeah, because I know you're not a fan.
Not a fan of them, so we'll be speaking to
women or jellyfish?
This is a woman.
I <Either. laughs>
Yeah.
So we'll be sorting that out before 3 o'clock. We'll be finding out if we need them.
Putting that one to bed.
He's great, and he's great.
And then we've got a Christmas edition of Rockbusters, which I found out yesterday.
Go on.
Channel 4 have ripped it off.
Go on.
It's on their teletext thing.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, on their teletext page, someone said.
What are they doing then?
Like Rockbusters, they're copying the format.
You sure they're not copying Blockbusters?
No, someone said it's a cryptic clue of a band and that, and initials, and you work it out.
That is despicable. I mean, we should investigate this.
So they've fundamentally ripped off the idea of being allowed to do a cryptic clue to guess a band.
Yeah, but they sort of clever cryptic clues.
They've ripped you off then, haven't they?
I'm just saying.
Hey, so. I should just point out, because it's Christmas time, we've had an email from Dickie Anderson.
Dickers.
RA is, well, he's I suppose he's a long time listener.
Yeah.
And he emails us most weeks. Ricky. If, as I suspect, I'm your only listener, I wouldn't bother with your show today, as I've got to attend some family Christmas nonsense at Auntie Marion's house. That's from Dickie Anderson, and he's good because considering he hates the show and everything we stand for, he does take the time to email every week.
That counts to advertisers.
Yeah,
I think we've got a lot like him. We've also had a lovely Christmas card here from Alexandra, right? Who's wishes she loves the show. She loves you, Carl, and she's enclosed some biscuits for you to save you a bit of money because she knows you goes out and get your own biscuits. Then we've got some lovely little packet of Fox's
Creations.
Well,
why don't you wrap them up and you can give them to your girlfriend? Don and Blitzen from the About a Boy soundtrack by Badly Drawn Boy.
Christmas theme there.
You spotted the Christmas theme.
Yeah. Carl's not really in festive mood, but,
I can't imagine Christmas is your time of year, is it, Carl? Well, I'm not sure any time of the year is, really.
I liked it when I was about... I think when I was about 7, I enjoyed it.
Mm. Was that the one? Was that the year, the big year for you?
You get loads of stuff, you don't have to worry about anyone else, but once you've, like, got a job...
What did you get when you... When were you doing your paper round? How old were you then?
I was about, 13, 14.
Well, that was your own man, weren't you?
I had to buy stuff.
Oh.
But you're still not
having
a good
time. You're quite selfish, man, aren't you? I didn't realise this.
No, it's just that Christmas...
And that's coming from him, Carl.
My dad always said...
Oh, right, steady on.
Dad said Christmas morning was for, like, you know, for me. So he used to stay in bed.
Mm.
So he never...
That's brilliant. That's a great thing to say, isn't it? Yeah. Christmas morning's for you. Run wild. Do what you want. Just don't bother me.
So I'm going to Honolulu for 2 weeks.
That's great. Dad, it's Christmas. Do I have to do anything? No.
So my mum used to get up, because she used to like to see me face light up, you know, when I open my presents. And then,
to keep the fireworks.
And then, then I'd have to go to my bedroom from about 6 o'clock onwards, because, like, my mum and dad were into having big Christmas parties, and I wasn't, like, old enough to go.
Right.
So they'd say, right, you know, you've had your fun there, you go up to your bedroom, stay in there.
And, really?
Yeah, I remember one year, right, I got a train set, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Right? It's brilliant. playing with it all day. I thought, I don't mind about the party, I'm happy staying up here, playing with this. Brother comes in. He's had a few, right? He's going, yeah, give us a go on your
train. How old is he?
He's a bit older than me, so he might have been like, let's see.
Well, let him be 18.
Like, yeah, probably about 18, 19, something like that. I was, well, I had a train set, so I don't know, about
14.
Something like that, yeah. Right? So I'm playing on that, loving it and stuff. And then he comes in and goes, oh, give us a go. He turns the transformer up to like 14. He went really fast for about 5 seconds. Broke it, and then he went back downstairs.
Wow.
So Christmas, I hadn't even got to
Christmas
Day.
Sounds like the Conservative government with British Rail.
Satire.
Rick, I just thought that there's satire. There's any satirical shows listening or magazines.
It doesn't work in any way because there's the analogy falls down apart from there being a train.
Think it through though. British Rail was trains.
Yeah.
And the government broke the trains in many. Well, they didn't break them, like not officially breaking them, but they kind of.
It does work. It's perfect.
Oh, I'm pretty pleased with that.
And I can't. And no one's asked him to be on. Have I got news for you?
It's weird, isn't it?
Because
it's strange that when you've got a satirical mind that's as quick as that.
Yeah. All and right. He's broke your little train set. So what did you do?
I just like watched telly and had some sausages.
I bet you were happy with that though, weren't you?
It's a bit annoying though, isn't it, when your main present of the year has been broke.
And did it ever get it fixed?
No, that was it. That was it. Put away.
I'm intrigued why your parents wouldn't let you come and join in the festive fun. Was it like really debauched down there? Was it like eggnog everywhere?
Well, no, but I mean, that's fair enough. Six seems a little bit early, but I just think, you know, if your kid, you had those fun, put them to bed. Put them to bed at 8, maybe.
And you think so on Christmas Day? I thought that was a day for family.
Well, not if there's a party going on.
Well, don't have the party on Christmas Day.
Well, that's another option.
Yeah. Your parents are weird, aren't they? A strange breed.
Well, I think that was the year, right? You're talking about buying presents and stuff. I think I did treat my mum to. I didn't buy my dad anything. I think that was like when I got a bit older. He used to get my dad something because he wasn't that bothered anyway.
No.
So got my mum. There was a cheap shop, right?
Of course.
Thank God for that.
Called Snips. Right? So I went in there and I thought, let's see what I can get her. And remember Victoria Plum?
I don't think so.
Well, it's like a fairy character.
Right.
Right? And my mum's into gnomes and stuff, right? So, I thought, right.
She must be pleased with you, then.
Victoria Plum. I was thinking, is that one of the neighbours? Is it like a brandy liqueur?
Do you remember Victoria Plum?
Victoria Plum.
Victoria Plum, yeah, it's like a little fictional sort of character, right?
Okay.
So I saw it, I thought, yeah, she'll love that. Right. So I did my paper round, saved up for 2 weeks, right?
Aww.
Got that sorted, went to Snips, bought the Victoria Plum. Next day I'm in town with her, right? So I think, oh, I know what I'll do. I said, come in here a minute, right? So we go in and we're looking around and I tested her, right? I went, look at that there, that's all right, isn't it? And she goes, oh, it's bloody awful.
Oh, Carl. Oh, Carl, oh, God.
So then Christmas Day comes, I said, don't bother opening it. She said, no, why? I said,
oh, no, why did you still give it to her?
So, well, it's too late, I'd already bought it.
Oh, Carl.
So she opened it and I was like, and she said, oh, well, that's nice. I said, why are you saying that? I said, the other day, so it's bloody awful. She said, oh, no, I thought you were pointing at something else.
Brilliant. Oh, no.
So that's why I don't get anyone anything anymore.
Oh, God. Play record. Oh, God. Oh.
That's good, isn't it?
Not bad.
Gold Rush. Let you down. I'm actually quite affected by Carl's Victoria Plum scenario. Just the fact that, like, that eagerness, he wants to make sure it's a great present, he's saved up his paper round, he thinks it's like a gnome, but modern.
I'm worried that you're using it as an excuse now, and that's why you're not buying anyone any gifts, because you've had your fingers burned once. I mean, you were 6, 7 years old, to be fair.
No, you weren't. You were about 13, weren't you, if you're doing your paper round?
Yeah, it must have been, yeah, 11 or 12 then.
All right.
Yeah, so I'd saved up. Oh, no, I'm not using it as a thing, it's just that-
What do you get your mum this year?
I've sent them some money so they can, get a passport.
So they can get a passport?
Where are they? Are they trapped somewhere? they're in a holding bay somewhere in Dover.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's a truck driver who's gonna sneak them across.
What do you mean?
So they can buy a passport. What do they do, sell it when they're a bit down in their luck?
No, they haven't got that much money, right? They've never been abroad, and the mate said they might take them next year, and they said, oh, we haven't got a passport,
so I thought- You've got to buy a passport, have you? Because isn't that your God-given right as an Englishman?
No, you've got to pay for them. They're 30 quid each, so you better add to, otherwise they're conning me.
Right.
So you sent them 60 quid? You don't get born with a passport, of course
you sent them 60 quid in an envelope, have you?
Well, check.
Right.
Yeah. I love that. If you're watching telly and France will come on and they go, oh, what do you think of that? She goes, it looks bloody awful. Yeah, don't open it.
So you've not paid for a holiday for them. You've just sorted out the
it's the better prize, isn't it? Because they can't go anywhere without it.
Well, the passport keeps on giving.
Yeah.
So 10 years. That is, yeah.
So, but no, I never used to, I mean, I can't think of other things. I used to get me dad once I started getting him stuff, it sort of used to be a dressing gown. Yeah. And then, but as an extra surprise, I used to put like a cigar in the pocket, so he'd think that was it.
Yeah.
Then he'd put it on and put his hand in the pocket.
Right, and then he'd just hit you because he thought you'd nicked it.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
dear.
So you bought him a jacket with a cigar? That's quite thoughtful.
Yeah. Didn't you sneak a cigar once on Christmas?
Yeah, well, it was when, that's when they used to have like the big do's, like I say. You know, they were known for it. Like the whole estate used to know that, you know, we were having a party.
Yeah.
So,
so they'd all come round.
So they'd all come round and scab food and drink and that.
And pocket the, yeah,
I cannot imagine how unpleasant that must have been.
Awful.
And you locked in your bedroom with a broken train set.
Yeah, quite.
And looking at Victoria Plum, whatever that was.
In the bin.
Oh, in the bin, yeah. And hear a mum saying, and he got me this.
He got me this piece of rubbish.
You could hear him just throwing it against the wall and laughing.
And all the neighbours laughing. Yeah.
And you'd come down, just be in pieces with loads of spit on it. Yeah. Just loads of gob on it.
Eyes.
And all the Polaroids of them just like laughing at it and
pointing.
Stamping on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so, brought all the flooding back.
But no, I used to get up in the morning and then like they'd still sort of all be there asleep on the floor and on the sofa. And
that's awful. That's terrible. Christmas is surely the one day a year which is a family thing. It's for the kids. They're the ones.
No, but that was Boxing Day.
Well, I know.
Oh, that's all right.
it's
over.
Yeah.
Back on
Christmas
the bike. All right. Who's going to pay for this? What, me? Yes, Carl. You're doing two rounds today.
Yeah, what's your paper round supporting the entire family?
Yeah.
No, so I used to get up and, like, go downstairs, and they'd be asleep, so I'd be mooching about trying to find, like, another present that's still working.
I love the idea that these people from the estate had, like, squashed his presents.
So, yeah, so I found a cigar that had been sort of lit up and then put out, so I thought, oh, I'll have a go at that. Yeah. I went outside and had a go, and that's the last time I smoked.
Right.
Sort of, I tried it, I thought, I don't like that.
I love the fact that he does everything once.
Yeah.
In his life. It's like it's a line of, I've done everything once, I don't need to do it again. Oh, dear.
You know, I've said in the past to you, Rick, that my grandparents, so I love them dearly, but it's like, for the last 30 years, they've been waiting to die.
I know,
it's like they just sort of, it's like, you know, the novelty wore off of life.
Life in the 50s.
Yeah, they got kind of bored of it. Life, yeah, in the 40s, it was brilliant. All sat around the old Joannas, the Bonds fell, singing, they loved that. In the 50s, you know, that was great as well, because that was the post-war years. It was, you know, it was a bit tight in the pocket, but it was all right, everyone pulled together. And then the 60s came along, all the crazy music, the funny hair.
Let's stay in bed.
They basically stayed in bed. And, it was one Christmas when my grandmother said to my dad, what do you like for Christmas? What do you fancy for Christmas? And this must have been, I don't know, 20 years ago. She said, what do you fancy for Christmas, Ron? And he went, well, you know, I could do with a nice big kind of warm winter overcoat. She said, don't worry about that. She said, don't worry about that, because your father will be dead soon. It's what you can have is. Meaning my granddad. Well, to be honest with you, my father's still waiting. Which is good news. Good news for my grandfather. Less good news for my dad.
He's freezing. How is he today? He's fine. Okay. Oh, I'm freezing.
It is such a weird mindset, that. I think it's that, to me, is what sums up people from that older generation, the 40s and 50s. And it seems to me that you've got that kind of mindset. It's like you were born in the 30s. And whenever you talk of your childhood, it's like you had, like, a baked potato to take to school.
The other thing is, I think that that sort of generation, it seems that the man is dependent on the woman.
Mm.
There's a total dependence.
Oh, absolutely,
If she dies, he's done.
Yes.
He's done for. Yeah. It just pine away. If he dies, she's got 30 years of pottering.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and going to, like, you know, the youth club and the church.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
It's sort of like that. It's sad. Of course, it's sad for them, but it's sort of not the end of their life.
No, sure.
And it sort of is the other way around. I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
That's a little melancholy thought for
I know, I've really brought it. You brought it down. You've brought it down. I've brought it. This isn't a nice show at all. This is terrible.
Well,
we're
going
to have people just killing themselves.
Well, I didn't really want to make it a Christmassy type show because I don't really like it.
Oh, he's done it again. Well, you did Christmas once, didn't like it.
No, it's just.
Play a record.
I'm not religious or anything.
What are you? You're not anything.
Teenage Fan Club from the XFM Christmas album, and that's Christmas Eve.
Their guitar sounds are just brilliant. They're just always so nice. All right, Carl, would you like that? Would you like Teenage Fan Club?
Yeah, yeah, they're good.
Carl, I feel like you've never kind of enjoyed the wonder of Christmas. I don't think, I can't ever get the sense, maybe except when you were very, very young. You know, that kind of bright eyed, you know, thinking of Santa, you know, kind of landing on the roof and coming down the chimney and drinking the sherry or whatever.
Well, I like the idea of it, right?
Sure.
The sort of, you know, I used to get a couple of annuals every year, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And I was allowed to open one on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Just, yeah, so.
So they could throw it on the fire.
I think
quick skim through, do the work, so try.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a light of a cigar off the cooker.
Well, anyway, listen, a good friend of ours, Ross Noble, a comedian, brilliant, he's given me this picture, Carl, which he's got from a magazine.
He loves you.
And I have to say, I think this... I just looked at it then. Obviously, it's not going to mean much to the listener.
Oh, this is self-indulgent.
But it is currently available. I think it's in the current edition of Bizarre magazine, so you might want to buy
that. It's not horrible, though, is it?
There's a certain grotesqueness about it.
Oh, it's a deformed person, isn't it?
Well, to a degree, but I think what it's going to do for Carl is give him, I think for you and I, Rick, we're going to see his face.
Lighten up,
like opening a wonderful Christmas gift.
Oh, you know what? I think I've seen this. Is this the one with the kid with the big head?
I'll be honest with you, Carl, it is. Have you seen it already?
No.
Let me just show it to you again so you can
kind of have a look.
I haven't seen it. It's like...
Yeah. We shouldn't be laughing at that.
No, but that is like the kid who I went to school with. That is the same.
That can't be the same.
So do you recognise him?
Seriously, that is the same thing he had.
I mean, I have to say, it does look like it's been computer generated. It's so odd.
Yeah.
But look at the child's face.
I know.
Look at his reaction. Don't take another photo of me.
I'm not sure this is right.
It's not right. It's not right. But I was hoping that would give you, Carl, just a little glimpse of.
We've had a request as well on the best bits. So someone wants to hear you talking about your mates with the big heads.
I can't believe it, because every time we go there, we get some sort of complaint about something.
About what?
Well, that for some reason that always goes from the story with my dad going to Blackpool for taking those kids there.
And what kids?
I'll tell you when we put a song on.
No, well I know what it is, but you can't just say that.
Well,
is it when your dad put a kid in the wheelie bin because he was getting out of hand?
Yeah. So we're going to
go through it again. It's too controversial.
What's the name? No, the thing is, right, you were just saying about what are you about Christmas. That's the funny thing, right? Because in our house, there's no one who's religious, right?
No.
My dad got annoyed when I went to church that day. He was like, what are you doing that for?
Of course.
I went to see a gig in Liverpool. Remember the band The Christians?
Yeah.
He thought I'd join some club.
Yeah.
I said, I've been to see The Christians. He was saying to me, man, what's he doing going out with them?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other thing is, because I'm not christened or anything, my mum used to say to me, don't tell anyone that. Because there's witches and stuff.
I want to go back and see his upbringing. I just want to go back and see him at seven. One day in the life of Carl, age seven.
Just have three ghosts visiting tonight. And take him back through time. But we could go with him.
We can be some of the ghosts.
Yeah, so the ghosts of Christmas past. Do you remember this?
That's incredible. So she thought maybe someone could take your soul because you weren't christened.
It's like there's cults and that, isn't there? And if they find out you're not christened, then...
Right. So I don't think they care. I don't think a lot of cults care.
Well,
but what can they do if you're not Christian?
I don't know. I just said all right, because then through that time there must have been a time when.
But hold on, now they know.
Yeah, but I'm older now, so I'm all right. She used to worry about me playing out on the street.
Oh, she was worried about when you were naive and stupid and easily led.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. No. Good point. No, you're right now. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Good.
Rockbusters.
Well, tell the prizes, Steve.
Yeah,
tell them the Christmas gift. This is Christmas gifts.
I don't know if you'll receive them in time to actually pass them off as gifts.
I wonder if I can tell that Ross Noble story that he told us.
I don't know. We'll have to discuss that when the records play.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So you heard a track from it just then. It's the XFM Christmas album. I think that's been knocking around here in the office for years, hasn't it, Carl? Or is it new this year?
It was brought out about 2 years ago. Okay. Christmas songs.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's got bands on there like the Dandy Warhols, the Webb Brothers are on there, Drugstore, Ben and Sebastian, Flaming Lips, all sorts. So we've got that to give away. We've also got this Smashing Pumpkins compilation, which that seems to be knocking around for weeks. Another one of those 50 years of the greatest hit singles. Beatles, I don't know, culture clubs on their Queen, obviously.
I've just
Lennon.
Seen the cult film.
Yeah, the cult film we'll come back to shortly. This, I think, is one of the most exciting gifts. If you have a video player and you want to get trim, then surely Big Brother 3 champion Kate Lawler and her cardio combat video, in which I think she uses kind of, I don't know, military kickboxing training to get you trim and taut, and looking as good as her. Then you can get that as well. We've also got a exclusive 7-inch single from the White Stripes, a kind of Christmas single. Is that from them?
Yeah, yeah.
That must be quite rare. That's probably
that's
the only thing
worth
it.
That is worth something.
And the current Badly Drawn Boy album, Have You Fed the Fish, which I think is slightly mediocre.
That they've gone up, actually. I think that the level of prices there has gone up.
Not a bad selection, but here is the big movie. And actually, I have to say, this is not a bad one.
It's not terrible at all.
It could be worse. It's James Caan in the original Rollerball, not the disastrous remake that came out recently, but the DVD version of Rollerball. So that's there as well. So something fairly interesting.
That's worth winning. Yeah. Right, come on then. Selection. Let's do Rockbuster.
Well, will we play a song to give people time to get a pen and paper and that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing it next.
Yeah. Carl Pilkington, the man of the moment with his Rockbusters coming your way with all those great prizes.
Yeah. Right, are we doing it now?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I noticed Heat magazine sort of put a bit of a spanner in the works.
Why?
Because they were saying, oh, maybe it'll be a Christmas edition of Rockbusters. And I'd already sorted them out.
I wouldn't worry, Carl.
Well, what I've done, I've cleverly tweaked them to make them Christmassy. So the Christmas bit in it has got nothing to do with it whatsoever, but I just thought...
So you mean the clues have a Christmas element?
Well,
but it's nothing to do with the answer.
It's nothing to do with the answer, right?
So why don't you just ask the normal ones and I'll ring a bell, I'll shake some bell.
Well, go, it's ho, the equivalent ho, ho. Of that, but in sort of speech, right?
Brilliant.
So the first one, there's a load of letters there asking for advice. Put them on Claire's desk. Oh, and have a good Christmas.
Oh! Give it to us again.
Oh God!
Right. So there's a load of letters asking for advice. Put them on Claire's desk. Oh, and have a good Christmas.
Right, but bear in mind, people, that the Christmas element may not be relevant to these
clips. No, it's got nothing to do with it. I don't want to, you know. And the initial letter is F, right? That's F.
All right.
Right, the second one. Ask your mum if you should, after you've wrapped the presents. Right, so
ask your mum if you should.
Ask your mum if you should, after you've wrapped the presents. That's, that's S.
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 Alright.
Okay. And the last one, a couple of people were arguing in the supermarket at the fruit and veg counter, but it's busy in there because it's Christmas. So that's probably what brought it on. So that's B. B.
Oh, God.
So they're the three. Will I just recap?
Yes, please.
Yeah. I've no idea. So I can't even. One. I don't know what to start thinking.
Right, there's a load of letters there asking for advice. Put them on Claire's desk.
Have a good Christmas.
Have a good Christmas. Second one, ask your mum if you should.
After you write the present.
S. And the last one, a couple of people were arguing in the supermarket at the fruit and veg counter.
But it's busy in there because it's Christmas.
It's busy because it's Christmas. That's a B. So they're the three things.
It's email only, this one. Please remember that. ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Yep. Brilliant. Carl looks happy with them. He looks really happy with them.
They're cracking.
They're good.
All right. Is there going to be more Rockbusters in the new year? We're not sure.
I'm still, you know, thinking about new ideas that we can do.
Okay.
Are we starting Ricky Ridiculous today? Have you done?
Couldn't be bothered.
Look forward to Ricky Ridiculous.
Well, he's worried about. He nearly said arsed and he just stopped because he's worried because he's the producer.
Yeah. Well, I've got a set of standard.
Oh dear.
Carl, you have, mate. You have.
So that's that. We've still got to come,
I'll tell you what. Why don't we have, a lovely tune, right? You make the tea. We're opening these biscuits from Alexandra.
Yeah.
We'll be enjoying that, right? Maybe segue so we can have a nice little, you know, rest. I don't want to talk through it. It'd be rude. And then we're coming back and as part of, like, Pilkington, Parkinson, and do we need them? Do we need them?
Yeah.
Carl has interviewed an expert on jellyfish.
Brilliant. So we've got that. Plus, of course, we've got a two-part Educating Ricky.
You've got Educating Ricky still to come.
With a Christmas theme or not?
And we've still got things like the Pogues, John Lennon, Joni Mitchell, just David Bowie.
Are you suggesting there's going to be some great music and some
great
fun
music
chat?
And some fun chat.
Lovely.
Good. We had our little biscuits, haven't we?
Yeah, good.
We're loving it, aren't we?
Yeah. Cheers for that.
I think I can just sum up the station, can't I, Steve? With that just last
I
comment.
I think you're probably right.
I just came in. I just went to the toilet there, and it's a disabled toilet. It's close to it, so you know, you go there. I had a wee. I thought, oh, the thing doesn't work. Didn't flush. I came back and said, oh, the toilet doesn't work. Doesn't flush. And Carl went, no, you just stick your hand down and pull that wire up at the. Think of that.
Put your hand in the water.
I mean, just
when
David Bowie interviewed Zoe, going, it's toilet's not flush. He goes, all right, baby, just stick your hand down, pop the shit down the U bend, and just wipe your hands on your pants. thanks very much. I mean, sums up this station, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Tin pot. Have you ever done this? This is one of my most embarrassing moments. Is, you know, because sometimes you'll see. Well, you'll realise what I was going to say. what happened, Rick, was I almost leapt to the end of the story.
Right.
But I realised I had to go back a few steps.
Yeah. I just don't. Have you ever cut?
Well, you stop. It was going to be coming, but you'll understand in a minute when I finish the story that it's not coming in the traditional sense.
All right.
Because it also, it's followed by coming out of.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
So.
And not your trousers.
Not my trousers.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, now, awkward moment, and I should just, you know, if you're Christmas shopping, maybe you're in a big department store.
Mm.
And you see the disabled toilet and you think to yourself, I can nip in there, I can use that, you know, because it's close to hand, because I've got to wander miles for the regular toilets. I went in there once, in the toilet, you know, disabled toilet, just snuck in, came out, disabled person.
Furious.
That was, but it's really awkward, because it's like, because it is like it's their sort of private domain, you know, it's like they're part of an exclusive club, they've not got many perks in life and that's one of them, and here I was, you know, kind of exploiting it.
But they can't, well, yeah, I suppose they can be annoyed.
But it just
did,
look
did you do affect a limp?
You know, I normally do. I've affected a limp many times. Like for instance, yeah, if I take the lift in a building when it's only one flight of stairs, right, and they know, and I get up on the first floor, I always affect a limp coming out, so that justifies why I haven't come up the stairs. Like, who is it that I'm scared is gonna sort of say something?
Yeah.
But,
oh dear, that's
it's the same thing as if someone asks me for directions, I always pretend I'm foreign. I always go, I don't,
why do you do that?
I can't, because I'm just terrified of giving them the wrong directions and
then- Or just now, I don't know, I don't live for
it. I don't like, because I'm sort of, you know, I feel bad. Because what, I used to sort of give directions because I like giving directions, I like helping people out. But then I realised I didn't really know-
You used to hang around going, you alright? Yeah, we're fine, yeah. Do you want to know where to go?
I tend to have a go even if I don't know.
Exactly. But it's, I'm always terrified they'll come back and find you and go, you led us astray. Yeah. So now I just affect a foreign accent.
There's a fella the other day, about 2 weeks ago, and I was walking in. Little old woman, little old fella come up to me and said, where's, Wimpole Street? So I said, oh, I do know it. So I think it's over there. And then, I'm not very good with street names, but I'm good that if you say, oh, there's a Boots on it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? If there's something near it, it's like the same with directions when I used to drive a lot.
Yeah, or historical facts.
I don't know, like, old motorway names, you know, like M this and M that. Mm. I can never remember that, but my dad used to always say, right, there's a horse in the field, turn right, and stuff like that.
Good stuff, yeah.
And it's the same with this fella, he sort of said, you know, where's Wimpole Street? And I said, well, what are you after? And he said, I'm after some blood.
And it was some blood?
Yeah, there's doctors around there, aren't they? So I was like, oh. So that didn't help me.
What do you mean he was after some blood?
He said, oh, I need some blood. He must have had an illness.
Was he bleeding?
No, he just must have needed some new blood or something. He had some illness. And I was like, you know,
why didn't he go to the pet shop and get some parrots?
No, but.
Like he didn't have fangs and a cape, did he?
Yeah. No, but do you know what I mean?
Oh,
that didn't help me out. But.
What if he said, well, some pile cream, actually? Can you. You go, oh, we want Boots then?
Yeah. He would have been alright. But I didn't know where to start with that.
I need some blood.
Yeah,
that's
just it's over there.
Yeah.
Sort of pointed him away.
But so he was losing consciousness. You sent him the wrong way. He's dragging himself along the pavement. Is there blood this way? The gash is growing ever deeper.
Well, we've got to do Pilkington, haven't we?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, we should explain this, I think.
Well, it's Carl's new idea for a TV show. He wants to do a TV show called Do We Need Him, where he goes round. And, he talks to experts like David Attenborough, David Bellamy, maybe Lenny Henry doing David Bellamy.
Right, yeah.
If he can't get the real one, and he just picks on an animal that he doesn't really like, doesn't think you need him, and an expert will tell him, if we do, if this is the first instalment.
Let me put a song on, right, now we've got them, and then I can set it up and stuff and tell, you know, because-
Explain it fully.
Explain it and that.
Let's do a classic, let's do a big stomp in one of the best Christmas songs of all time, shall we?
What are you thinking?
Fairy Tale in New York.
Excellent. Oh, it's always amazing.
Homes, featuring Christian McCall on XFM 104.9, the Christmas edition.
Indeed.
Next week, we've had loads of suggestions, Carl, for your best bits. It's basically all your best bits. Me and Steve are largely irrelevant in the voting. Yeah. So, yeah, you can compile your best bits next week, and they'll be loving it. We've had a request for the little Chinese fella in his pants, a horse in the house, cutting your hair on the railway station.
If you haven't heard those stories, what does that mean? The little Chinaman in your pants, you've got to be tuning in next week to find out what that is.
The only thing is, the old horse in the house was in the last best of.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't stop, what's his name? If you're one of those people that want to see these clips again,
yeah,
tune in.
Oh, yeah, well, it'll be right, Christmas.
It'll be alright on the night, 84.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone kill me. I think I'm gonna live forever.
Well, it's like we said before, who goes to the recording of one of those? There's always people in the audience.
Yeah.
Aren't there?
That'd be great. Tickets for It'll Be Alright on the Night.
And they laugh at his jokes, but I mean, I don't know
what
the jokes
are. I think how many takes it, you know, I mean, how long it takes to record that. The show's about 3 hours, so the recording must be about 9.
Have you, ever seen Kirsty's home videos on Sky One?
I think so, I think so.
It's, Kirsty Gallagher.
Dogs falling down slides.
It's like you've been framed, but it's-
falling over in a wedding.
It's got audience laughter. But I'm assuming it can't be a real audience. I'm assuming it must be like
they've just lifted it from the Flintstones.
Yeah.
They laughed from the Flintstones.
A lot of people forget that the Flintstones had an audience. If you watch the Flintstones, there's laughter when Fred does something funny.
Yeah.
The idea of people being shipped in.
But we were talking about a cartoon. I like the idea that some jokes weren't as funny as others. Like the director going, "We'll put a laugh on that," and the producer going, "It's not as funny."
Dino should get a round of applause every time he comes in. Everyone loves him. The kids love him.
We're making it up.
Yeah, and Barney getting disgruntled because his jokes never get disgruntled.
Yeah, he's like Wise.
Exactly. Yeah, he's like Ernie Wise.
Okay, anyway, Carl, here we go. It's an exciting feature that I think will be picked up by Channel 5. It's going to be Carl Pilkington, Do We Need Him? Where Carl goes around checking out animals with top experts, asking whether we need them in the world.
Yeah. So, this is the first one. We won't do it next week, but I'm already sorting out the contact. We will be looking at octopus, because they're a bit weird.
Okay.
So that's what you got to look forward to in 04.
Again, if you have an animal that you feel is unnecessary in the world, then email us, and I'm sure Carl will investigate for you.
Well, the other thing as well, whilst we're on to that, I want to sort of have a bit of research with me. So when I speak to the bloke or the woman about the octopus, right? I want, like,
you want to be
response.
Armed with the facts.
Well, sort of response from listeners, so I can say, well, 70% of XFM listeners said we should get rid of them.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like Jon Snow does on Channel 4 when he does all, like, politics stuff.
Yeah.
So, if you agree with me, just send an email saying yes.
So yes, we should get rid of them.
Yes, yeah. Or
yes, get rid of them. Because the house believes always we should get rid of these animals. That's, you're picking animals you want to get rid of. So yes is, get rid of them. No is, don't get rid of
them. Well, and not no, it's Noah. Because they go on the ark. The ones we keep go on the ark.
That element I'd completely forgotten about, and I think that's a wise move, because I don't think that's working. I don't think you've thought through the whole Noah. So that's just complicating the show, I think.
So yes, we get rid of them. Noah, they're saved on the ark.
Yeah.
Right, okay,
right,
so here we go then, jellyfish.
So today we're looking at jellyfish in Pilkington. I'm talking to Vicky, who works in an aquarium in Anglesey, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes.
Right, brilliant. Today we want to find out if we really need jellyfish. I've got a bit of a problem with them anyway, because I've been stung by one. And I've done a little bit of research into them, so I'll tell you what I know about them.
Okay.
You know, you might learn some stuff from me.
Oh, well, you never know.
And if I'm talking nonsense, just tell me.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Right, so first of all, they don't have eyes, do they?
No, they don't.
Right,
no.
So I'm right with that. No lungs.
No lungs.
They haven't got a heart.
No hearts, heartless.
And they're made up of, like, 97% water.
Yes, they are.
So, they're pretty useless, really.
Well, they have got a nervous system. They're actually about 650 million years old. So they've evolved and they've outlived the dinosaurs and they're even older than the sharks. And they can even outfox us. Because NASA scientists have worked with them to try and work out how they operate in weightlessness, and they still don't know how they do that. Took them into space actually to figure out how they did that.
Seems like a bit of a waste of money, but yeah. Do you know Port Maddock? I used to go there a lot for my holidays, and there used to be a load of them washed up on the beach. People on motorbikes used to go over them and stuff.
Yeah. We get the moon jellyfish. That's the ones with the. They've got pink bits in the middle.
Yeah,
their reproductive body.
I think that was them. I think they're the ones who went over on the bike because you could see pink bits. What do they do? If the jellyfish went, would we have a problem on our hands, do you think?
Okay. You might have a bit of a knock-on effect because things like turtles eat jellyfish.
Yeah, but do we need turtles?
Well, don't forget that when you take out something from the marine system, something normally feeds on. I mean, they're not just there for the fun of it. Something either feeds on it or feeds on what they excrete.
What you're saying is they exist to sort of feed others and also to eat some stuff that's
in the sea. They control the population of other fish and species that might otherwise be a problem.
Okay, well, let's kind of wrap this up, right? The question that I'm asking today is, do we need them? Say if Noah had his ark. Right, you've swam and got on the boat, you're alright, you're safe, he's going to keep you to sort of populate the world as well, right, so it's you and him.
Uh-huh.
He's not a bad looking fella, so you're happy.
Yeah.
He says to you, Vicky, do we need him?
Absolutely.
I don't even know why she even gave you that interview. When you start off with, right, you know, trying to find out if I need you, but what did you tell her to get her to talk to you?
Just said I'm doing some research on stuff.
Did she think you were a schoolboy or something?
No, she just said, oh, all right. She said, you know, how long will it go on? I said, not long, just like 5 minutes to have a quick chat. And she loved it, didn't she? She sounded happy to take part in that.
So, the fact
I love the fact that you've got an expert and you suggest that she's going to be having sex with Noah. He's a good fellow, so you're happy. She goes, yeah. I mean, I don't know why you stopped there. I didn't go into positions or something.
The problem is, really, I didn't get to the bottom of what I wanted to say because.
Oh, no, you did. That's it. That's done now. That's a pretty good academic work. That's proved, yeah.
No, but the turtle thing, you know, when she said, oh, if you get rid of them, the turtles, you know, won't have anything to eat. But when she said that, I mean, I couldn't say it because it would have took her off and confused her. But
well, like, she's a scientist; she's easily confused.
Well, say like when Suzanne is working, right? I'm not a very good cook, so I always get like an Indian in.
What to do the cooking for you? I don't know what you're gonna say.
So, right, I'll have an Indian. Right now, say if for some reason it closed, I'd get a Chinese. So why don't the turtle just, there's loads of stuff in the sea. But I didn't want to get too heavy on her, but.
That is pretty deep.
Oh, that is genius.
But we'll look at,
But so the fact that she said, yes, you need jellyfish, does that mean that you've changed your, I mean, what I'm saying is, does her answer go? Does that stand?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Whatever I get the expert to say, I try and get them in a corner.
Right, you try and, argue them into a corner.
Argue them into a corner, but that time she wasn't having any of it, so we've got to carry on having them.
Yeah.
So in the new year, we'll be looking at octopus.
Okay.
Yeah,
great. Brilliant. Let's play some feeder. Christmas.
I think this often
Carl with his Victoria Plum. I want to see a Victoria Plum. I want to know what it is. Does it look like a little gnome?
It's a woman gnome.
A female gnome.
Yeah.
A little gnome. Did your mum collect gnomes?
She likes anything gnomes. She likes fairies. She likes Indians. She collects all that stuff. And it doesn't matter what it is.
What do you mean?
You know, like a proper Indian with all the ad gear on.
Or a Native American.
A Native American.
Yeah, she likes anything with M on. Like, you know, it can be a fridge magnet. It can be, just anything.
A lot of Native American wisdom is around the fridge magnet because they think it has special powers of adhesion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you read some of their the writings, works, yeah. The great works. it reminds me, talking of gnomes, he said to me in the week, he went, oh, did you see that program on telly last night about dwarves and fellas without legs nicking cars? And I went, no. He went, oh, it's amazing, right? Because they haven't got legs and that. They scoot along and they can nip into a car like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Explain more, Carl.
No, you see, I didn't see it. Someone else told me about it.
Oh!
That's what I said to you. I said, did you see it? Because I missed it. And it's about these these little fellas who specialise in car nicking. And the thing I wanted to know is, because this lad who sort of watched it only watched half of it.
Is he like you?
Well, I said, I can understand how it's easy to get in, but then how do you get away? Because you can't reach the pedals.
Yeah.
Can there be two of them?
But presumably he opens the car for someone
else.
That's
not good, is it?
What do you mean?
What, so he's steering and he's like, right, press the brake a bit.
And then there's one that's just legs, but without the top half.
I don't understand how this helps them, though. What are they, what, why are they, why does this make it easier for them to steal cars?
Because they can just get through the window really quickly, like in the Dukes of Hazzard.
What?
Because their legs don't get in the way.
Right.
Do they just run? And just...
But what do you mean, the wind? I mean, what? So someone's driving along...
No, I didn't see it.
And
leaves
the window open?
You. I didn't see it.
Do they leap in when there's someone still driving the car?
I don't know.
Well, there's too many things left unanswered here. I
well,
can't go
maybe someone's seen it and they can
know.
Email in. But that sort of...
This panicked you anyway, I imagine.
I bet you were gutted you missed that programme, weren't you?
Well, I would have, I'm interested in stuff like that. Because I like learning, which gets us on to educating Ricky.
Oh, excellent. Slick.
We've had a good year of stuff. Teaching stuff.
Well. Yeah, I've learned a lot.
Can you remember any of the
highlights? Of course I can. There was a deaf girl and she hit her head and she could hear.
Yeah.
There was also some people who ate tomatoes that were poisonous on lead. There was also a fella who... A doctor gave a blood transfusion with some parrots from the pet store.
Yeah.
Because the doctor in America, and it was the olden days when the lines were bad, said, give him his parents' blood, and the doctor this side thought said, give him some parrots' blood. So that was true, and that educated me.
That was fact. What have you got for us?
Well, we've only got two, because I've taught you about jellyfish today, that we need them. So we've only got two things to go at. And the I give them a little headline so you remember them, to make them snappy.
Mm-hmm.
The two headlines you've got, oh, what a catastrophe.
Okay.
And the second one is, well... You'd think it'd be Bughead, wouldn't you?
What?
Well, you'd think it'd be Bughead, wouldn't you?
You'd think it beat.
No, you'd think it'd be.
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be Bughead, wouldn't you?
Bughead.
Bughead.
This can't be. If this is anything with a bug living without a head, I'm not interested. Because we've done it. All you've done is found.
Let's just do what a catastrophe.
So it is that. Is what, do that
one
first.
Which one are we doing?
No, do the Bughead one.
Right, well, the bug. The Bughead one. We've talked a lot about animals and that, haven't we, without heads?
No, surprisingly, we have. I think a disproportionate amount on it.
If you're a new listener, this is the first time you listen, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, we've done all that. We've covered worms, the way if you cut their head off, it grows back if you don't cut too high above its neck. We've covered.
The chicken.
The fella who blinked.
Yep. I can't go into it again.
Right.
Let's not go into it again.
Ah! We've had the chicken with no head that lived for 8 months.
Yeah. And we've had
and cockroaches living for a week without an head.
Right. Okay.
Well, it's a bit more on the cockroach front, really.
Right.
They've found, right, that if you get a cockroach and you cut its head off.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And then you find a cockroach that's still got its head, but it hasn't got any legs.
Right.
Right. It's not over for both of them. Right? Because what you can do, you get the one that's got the legs.
Right.
With no head.
Yeah.
Sort of running around. Get the one with the head.
Uh-huh.
Sit it on top of it.
Right.
Get a little tube.
Okay.
So that the fluids.
So is this auntie's go out of the
Let
room?
Let it finish.
This is like Blue Peter.
Let it finish.
You can get this for Christmas.
Right. You get a little tube. You sit that on top so the bodily fluids are still running between the two.
Right.
The head of the one on the top will control the feet of the one on the bottom.
Okay.
What about that?
Good.
And, will it continue to live?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't know that for sure, do you?
that was just a question out of the blue, he wasn't expecting.
What do you think of that?
Good, yeah, it's great. Yeah, just a primitive nervous system that can, yeah. Yeah.
Did you expect us to be more impressed and excited by that? Well, did you fall off your chair when you read that?
Did you think you were going to be the Frankenstein of the insect world?
Yeah. No, I just was thinking if they can do that, you know,
with humans?
Because yeah. I also did a bit of research.
Did you come to the sort of conclusion that apart from the moral aspect of it, what? That the human was probably more complicated than?
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Things move on, don't they?
Modern science, Rick.
You know, I had Benetone as a kid. Now they've got PlayStation 2, and the difference in 10 years.
They have found that if you lose your head, a cockroach can live normally on your body, but not the other way around. Your head on its cannot control its legs because it's too complicated for your brain. So then
other research. Because I thought if you don't learn from that, I'll give you something else for free, right?
Go on.
free. That they can clone people. The only reason they don't do it, right, say if, like, Ricky needed, a lung, right, they could clone you and make you the same, but the only reason they don't want to do it is because it'd be a bit horrible, wouldn't it?
So and it would take sort of 18 years for me to get an adult lung.
And there's all kinds of moral implications.
Yeah.
What do you mean, You hadn't thought of that?
Lest we forget, Rick, he ended with, the only reason they don't do it is because it's a bit horrible and that. Which scientist said that?
Right,
that's a quote.
That's not it. That's not the other one.
That's it.
No. That was just, you know.
We've got another one to come.
I can't wait.
The headline again? What was the headline again?
The headline, oh, what a catastrophe.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, a bit Mark Heinzel. This is from his covers album. This is called Snowbird.
God. He's so happy that the XFM listeners understand his stupid clues, and he knows it annoys me.
We'll be giving out the answers
just quickly, just in case someone sort of missed one of them. I'll just quickly do them, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
First one, there's a load of letters. There's a load of letters there asking for advice. Put them on Claire's desk.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
Ask your mum if you should.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
And, a couple of people were arguing in the supermarket.
It was Christmas, that's why.
Counter, and that's B.
Okay, we'll give those answers out shortly.
Yeah.
I just have to show you something, Rick, before we move on. I know we've got another Educating Ricky, but someone just sent this in.
Yeah.
They've been looking on eBay for Victoria Plum.
You're joking.
Come here and see the photograph.
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
Hello. Yeah. Have a look.
That's it.
Oh, God, he got that for his mum!
It's the worst piece of tat I've ever seen.
Oh, Carl! Carl. Imagine how... Oh.
Gutted.
Oh. Imagine how... Look, think of him now, right?
Look, there it is!
That's the worst thing I've ever seen! I tell you what, it looks like a Diddy man gone wrong.
It
looks like a Diddy man prostitute. That is...
is that the one, Carl?
Well, it was a different colour. I had a yellow at mine.
No, but look... How do they get? Tell them they going to eBay.
So you need to log on to ebay.co.uk. I'm sure you've used it before. It's the online marketplace, ebay.co.uk. And if you type in Victoria Plum, I'm assuming that you can track this down.
That's amazing.
It's the worst piece of rubbish I've ever seen.
Just think how cute he was as a kid, though, doing that. Just think of him just going...
just seeing that and thinking,
oh, she likes gnomes! It's the worst thing I've ever seen!
I mean, to be fair, I mean, I don't know what her prize collection of gnomes looks like, but I can't imagine they're much better than that. I mean, gnomes are a fairly grotesque thing. Yeah. But certainly your mum's taste and discretion is...
Did you ever those houses on your estate, you'd go in there and it was just loads of those dolls still in their packaging all around the room? And sort of like one of those homes that keeps the sort of packaging on the three-piece suite.
Why don't you buy another one for her for Christmas?
Yeah.
It's £3.99 it looks, but that's £2.49 because that was $3.99.
Oh, buy it, Carl.
No, I've got her. I've sorted out her passport this year. Anyway, I'll get her that next year. Right. So listen, right.
Okay.
So last Educating Ricky of the year.
Oh, Christ.
What a cat toast.
Yeah, let's do that then. Victoria Plum.
There's this woman, right?
Yeah.
This woman, she's reading Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah.
And she's flicking through.
Yeah.
And she notices that there's a world record for a cat, right, with 27 toes. Right. So she reads it and she thinks, well, that's not right, because her cat's got 28.
What do you mean her cat's got 28?
Her cat's got 28 toes. So she was like, well, hang on a minute, mine should be in there. So there was,
I missed the very beginning of this.
She was just
looking through the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, the record.
The woman with the cat with 28 toes looking through, and it said the record for the cat's toes was 27. She thought, hold on. Hold on a minute, Ross McWhirter. My cat's got one more than that cat, so go on.
Anyway, so she said, you know, the person doing the interview with her said, you know, is it happy? And she said, yeah, yeah, you know, it's great, and it's really good in the snow.
Right. It gets through a lot of nail varnish.
Well, yeah, that's what it said, right? It said it's really good in the snow. So, I just was thinking, I mean, that's it, really. That's not it. That's the end of that story.
But brilliant.
What I'm thinking is, right,
it was two cats welded together.
No, she said, you know, it's happy. So, is the other sort of disabilities where, in a way, it's not all bad?
Oh, Christ.
No, do you know, like, that book Steve brought in for me? And yeah, there was a fella there, wasn't there, who had three legs, who was a juggler. And I was like, what's the point of that?
What do you mean, what's the point of that? What's the point
of
what?
He's not taking advantage of having three legs, is he, being a juggler?
He said he should be a footballer.
Right? So, but, no, but in a way, he's used it, hasn't he? He's probably not even that good at juggling. But because he's got three legs, people have gone, well, I'll give him a chance. Let's go and see him anyway, see if he's any good.
Yeah.
Right? So what I'm thinking is there anything else? We've mentioned, the midgets today who are good at robbing cars, because they can get through the windows like Dukes of Hazzard.
Sorry, so listen, I'd just like to say, this is the Radio Authority listening, we are in no way suggesting that one midget's forte in life is robbing cars, or if you're a midget sitting at home feeling sorry for yourself, that you should go out robbing cars. I'd just like to say, this is Carl Pilkington talking.
The views of Carl Pilkington do not necessarily reflect those of XFM or us.
Yeah.
No, but it was a TV programme, so it's not me, I'm just saying what I've seen on TV.
That you didn't see?
That somebody told me about.
Yeah, so you could be wrong, just like a lot of your spurious facts that you just see on the internet. You know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, is there anything else? We've seen the fellow with three legs.
So what you're saying is there a disability that is actually an advantage?
Yeah.
Right, you know, okay.
Steve mentioned about the disabled loo. They're always really roomy and, like, got multi-gym facilities in them.
Multi-gym facilities! Multi-gym facilities! What do you mean, Carl?
There's always bars everywhere and that, isn't there?
That's not parallel bars.
Yeah, they don't do gymnastics!
I'm just saying though, do you know what I mean? So in a way they've got that. So always what I'm saying is when you look on the brighter side. It's like Elephant Man would have never got up and gone, oh, look at me hair today.
Nor do you.
No, but do you know what I mean? he would never have that problem.
You're a maniac.
Forget it. I thought we'd be able to like, get a serious discussion going here.
Well, okay then. So this is a serious discussion, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well let's treat it sensitively then. If you really want a serious discussion and talk about whether there are some disabilities that are an advantage, let's think of some then, shall we?
Well, I've said three already.
Yeah. You can't say if you're deaf, Bobby Davro won't annoy you. That doesn't count as an advantage. Do you understand? Do you know what I mean?
Carl's looking at you thinking, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll leave it then. I'll come up with a better feature for next year.
Oh.
We'll bin that.
Oh,
so,
God.
If you've got any disabilities.
We've bin that like that was going to be a feature.
What, you were hoping that would be a spin-off feature? Disabilities are actually
an advantage. Another form of do we need them? It's like,
but that's,
you know,
Carl, think of it. It's like that joke. A bloke that wakes up in hospital says, good news and bad news. Bad news is we've had to amputate both legs. What's the good news? The fellow in the next bed wants to buy you slippers. See, that's not an advantage.
Mm.
It's a joke. That doesn't really happen. People don't go, oh, that is good news. Yeah, I'll probably get a quid for him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But the fellow with 3 feet, what would he do?
Well, he'd buy a pair and then just nick one of those, because they put out one shoe, don't they? Are those, yeah, if you've got one leg, you can nick shoes.
Mm.
Good point,
right,
Carl.
Now I'm getting you thinking.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll do Rockbusters Answers next, then.
Happy Christmas, war's over and all that.
Indeed.
Yeah. Brilliant tune. gripped you and
well, I've had a great time. I've had a great time. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope we haven't offended you by some of Carl's rantings. Just think of what he's gone through in his life. Right. Victoria Plum incident.
Carl, I've got a little gift for you here before we go.
Oh, you're joking. I haven't got you anything.
Well, no, you haven't got your girlfriend anything. I wasn't expecting much. It's not exciting, but it's worth taking. In fact, why don't you just re-gift that straight away?
It's alright, cheers for that.
Yeah. He hasn't even looked at it.
It's champagne.
And that's not the champagne we got free from the BBC, is it?
It's not actually, no, Rick, because, that is far too good for the likes of Carl.
Oh, right.
And I wasn't gonna give it to you, you wouldn't appreciate it, that's just sparkling wine.
Oh, brilliant, oh, I love that.
Yeah, he won't, he doesn't know the difference.
I'm seeing Carl on Christmas Day, because, he's around Christmas Day in London, so I'll get a little gift then, Carl.
Alright.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? It'd be a nice little...
Okay, answers. We must give the answers.
You would have to go to bed at 6, though, so we can play.
Right, here's the last clues of the year. You had, there's a load of letters there asking for advice. Put them on Claire's desk. That was for foreigner. For Rainer.
I don't know what you mean.
Claire Rainer. She took advice. She gave people advice. So that's foreigner.
That is shit.
Right.
I'm sorry. That may be Christmas. That is absolute dark.
A lot of people got the right answer.
I know. Yeah, well, that annoys me even more.
Number two. The second one, ask your man.
Foreigner. Yeah. Foreigner.
Second one, ask your mum if you should. That was S. That was Shalimar.
Shalimar.
Shalimar. Right?
Now, bizarrely, what was the clue there?
Ask your mum if you should.
Now, we've got a lot of people saying Smashing Pumpkins as the answer to that. But I don't know who's saying that to their mum. Smashing Pumpkins. Merry Christmas, mum.
Thanks very much. Nice bollocks.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Right. Smashing Pumpkins. Your dad bought them for me for Christmas.
Yeah.
And the last one,
lovely plums. What, my Victorias?
Oh, God!
Right, we've got to wrap it up, we've got to wrap it up.
Come on, then.
A couple of people were arguing in the supermarket at the fruit and veg counter. That was B, that was Banana Drama. They were, like, having an argument.
What do you mean, Banana Drama? Wait. What group is Banana Drama? What group is Banana Drama?
So.
You're a fool. You're a twat.
Well, you say that, but you accuse her, you accuse Carl of that. You're also accusing lots of the listeners, including the winner, yeah. Nicola Rogers, of London. And she wins those great prizes, and she got them bang on, so.
Banana Drama.
So, can we finish there now?
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean, can we finish there now?
Just play the ads and go.
What?
No, what are you talking about? We're going to play Johnny Mitchell with your friends and all day.
Play that then.
Goodness, Carl, look at you.
Well, we haven't got time.
Merry Christmas, Carl.
Merry Christmas, Carl.
Enjoy the show.
Just give him a little kiss.
Oh, a little kiss. With tongues, with tongues. It's Christmas.
Stop messing about.
Get off! It's coming on.